Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025. The participants are Dr. Sanyam Bhardwaj, Controller of Examinations, Central Board of Secondary Education, and Sarabjeet Kaur, Anchor.
Listeners, today is a historic day. The Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi, today connected with the students, teachers and parents through the program Pariksha Pe Charcha. To discuss and dwell on this interaction, we have in our studios today Dr. Sanyam Bhardwaj, Controller of Examinations, CBSE. Dr. Sanyam Bhardwaj, welcome to our studio.
Thank you. Namaskar.
To Bhardwaj, Pariksha Pe Charcha is a part of the larger movement Exam Warriors led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And, you know, the objective has been to create a stress-free atmosphere for youngsters. And today, the Honorable Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi, spoke at length about stress and how to handle this. Especially, he spoke about this in reference to the younger generation, to the students. At the outset of the program, before we, you know, connect with our listeners, let's hear what exactly Prime Minister Narendra Modi said and how he addressed the students on the subject of stress.
हमने अपने आप को एक तो किसी भी प्रकार के प्रेशर को झेलने के लिए सामर्थ्यवान बनाना चाहिए, मान के चलना चाहिए कि जीवन में आता रहता है। अब जैसे कभी आप उस स्थान पे जाते हैं जहां ठंड ज्यादा है और आप किसी गर्म इलाके में रहते हैं, तो मन से आप तैयार करते हैं तो धीरे धीरे वह लगता है, पहुंचने के बाद कभी लगता है यार मैंने तो सोचा था उससे तो ठंड कम है, क्योंकि आपने मन से तय कर लिया है। और इसलिए आप टेम्परेचर कितना है कितना नहीं वो देखने की जरूरत नहीं पड़ती है। वैसे ही दबाव को हमने अपने तरीके से इस स्थिति से जीतना है, ये तो संकल्प करना।
Of course, today's times are very, very competitive. And whatever we may say, there is an inbuilt environment of stress and apprehensions. In the light of this, in your view, Dr. Bhardwaj, how significant is this kind of an initiative, that is a Pariksha Pe Charcha, useful and works towards the betterment of the younger generation?
It is very, very important that the Prime Minister of our nation has taken the initiative to address the issue which is related to the youth, that is our students in the entire country. Because of the tough competition now these days, certainly it has been observed that the students are facing the trouble, they are under stress when the question of the examination is over there. Why it is so? In fact, I would say that there are many reasons to come and feel this stress because of the examination. That during the entire year, students are not able to focus properly, not able to give the proper time. The another issue is that generally it has been observed that most of the time has been spent in unfruitful things. Say, if proper time is given to the studies, proper time is given to the sports, proper time is given to any activity. So in my opinion, you will be the master of the show and you will not be facing any problem. Whatsoever it is, Honorable Prime Minister has taken the initiative and he is the only leader in the entire world who has decided to take care of the youth. And in my opinion, the impact of this program is not only to de-stress the students, but to enhance their knowledge, but to teach them what is life, how to behave with the life and how to perform in the examination, how to perform in the life.
Dr. Bhardwaj, very rightly said by you. In fact, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also, you know, laid lot of stress today on the overall development of students in his address when he was addressing the students in the program Pariksha Pe Charcha. Dr. Bhardwaj, the 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha was met with enthusiastic participation from students, teachers and parents. In fact, the objective of this event, as we earlier said, it has rather challenging objective with an eye on reducing examination stress and promoting a positive approach to learning. CBSE too has taken steps towards moving from rhetoric-based learning to concept-based understanding. Dr. Bhardwaj, if you could throw some more light on this aspect for our listeners.
In fact, what is the thing that earlier it has been said that our teaching was basically rote learning or memorizing only. But now the things are moving. We are moving towards the competency-based assessment. We are moving towards the application-based assessment. And because of the thing, the theory which is taught to us in the classes, its application is being asked. So that we are able to use that information which is close in the books for the real life situation. So this way we are trying to shift from the rote learning to the competency based learning, which is the guidelines and the recommendation of the national education policy. So CBSE has decided to introduce more competency based question in the question papers in all the subjects, and with that we are observing this is reducing the stress, and this is making the students more competent to see that they are performing better in their professional life.
That's right. And in fact, we often very say that examinations are a journey and not the final destination. So while acknowledging the significance of examinations in our system, Prime Minister Modi stressed that academic tests should not be mistaken for true learning. He encouraged students to focus on gaining knowledge rather than just preparing for exams. What's your take on this?
It is very, very true that knowledge is not only in the books. Knowledge is in the outside life also. So these could be one resource material to gain the knowledge, to have the knowledge, proper knowledge of anything else. But there are other ways and means also. When you will go to your life, when you will perform over there, again you will be getting lot of knowledge, lot of information. When we were studying in our schools, so there was one chapter, Adhato Gumakkar Jikyasa. So by what was taught in that chapter, that when you will roam here to there, and you will meet to the people, you will interact with the people, you will gain the knowledge. So there are many ways of gaining the knowledge, not only the books. But because this knowledge is particularly related to the subject area and that is being asked in our examination, so therefore this is the time when students need to focus on the subject area. But it is not the last resort. It is only destination. It is very, very correct. So if they are missing something over here, that could be compensated later on also.
Dr. Bhardwaj, you just spoke about, going beyond books. So today is a time when we are living in a tech-savvy world. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi also mentioned about the correct usage of technology in a student's life. Let's hear first what Prime Minister had to say on this to the students.
उस युग में बड़े हो रहे हैं, जिस युग में इतनी बड़ी मात्रा में टेक्नोलॉजी का फैलाव है, प्रभाव है और उपयोग है. और इसलिए टेक्नोलॉजी से भागने की जरूरत नहीं है. लेकिन आपको तय करना होगा कि क्या मैं रील देखता रहता हूँ, क्या उसी में समय जाता है क्या मेरा, या मुझे इस चीज में रुचि है तो उसकी बारीकियों में जाऊँ, उसके एनालिसिस में जाऊँ. तो टेक्नोलॉजी एक ताकत बने.
Dr. Bhardwaj, what's your comment on the use of technology as a beneficial tool in the life of a student?
There could be two ways of using the technology by any student. One is that since early in the morning to late evening or during school hours or after school hours or any day out of 24 hours, one student is on the social media network and replying and getting the answers, replying and getting the answer. The another thing could be that he is going to the web and he is trying to find out certain information which are very, very relevant for his or her studies. So when he will go to the important information, he will gain the knowledge. He will utilize the time for the better understanding of the subject, for the positive thing. But if he is spending the time on the social media, he will not be gaining any knowledge. So in my opinion, the issue is that students should ensure that technology should be utilized for the purpose of getting the information, not just for spending the time or misutilizing the time.
Perfect. As is often said, the fight is within us. And in all spheres of life, we are fighting against our own personal best. Today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also emphasized on the need for students to embrace challenges, asking them to train their mind to understand how to challenge oneself, pushing their own limits further. Dr. Bhardwaj, you being an expert in the field of education, what's your view on this?
It is very, very correct that we need to face the challenges. I am giving you an example. When we were or anyone is younger, they are not aware that how to use the bicycle. So they are using the bicycle. I feel that first few attempts would be going in vain. They would not be able to cycle the cycle. But later on, after practice, everything would be perfectly fine. So there you have decided, no, I will win over this skill. And because of that, what is the thing? You will become the master of the show one day and you will be able to use the cycle perfectly. This is with the other things also. So in my opinion, there is a need that वी शुड टेक द चैलेंजेस एंड डेवलप आवर सेल्फ एंश्योर दैट नो वी आर बिकमिंग द मास्टर ऑफ द शो एंड वी आर परफेक्ट इन एनी चैलेंज एंड वी आर परफेक्ट इन डीलिंग विद एनी चैलेंज.
टुडे प्राइम मिनिस्टर्स इंटरेक्शन विद स्टूडेंट्स प्राइमरली फोकस्ड ऑन comprehensive learning and overall well-being. The Prime Minister also underlined the importance of maintaining good health. In fact, the Prime Minister spoke about adequate sleep before the examination time, and he also mentioned about a balanced diet. Dr. Bharadwaj, in your view, what is the relevance of so-called a balanced diet and adequate sleep and lot of rest towards giving a student a stress-free life?
Our body is a machine. It also requires a lot of fuel. It also requires a lot of rest. And in my opinion, fuel is in terms of the food which we are getting, and the rest is certainly the sleep. So if we are able to provide proper nutrition to our body, to our mind, we would be able to work properly. And this energy could be released only with the help of the food which we will be getting. The another thing is, when we are studying for a longer period, our brain is working. So brain is also tired. So to provide the proper rest to the brain, there is a need, necessity that you should go and sleep well for the time defined and required by your body. Once you are availing both the things, you would be ready again to take the challenges, this examination in today's scenario.
Dr. Bharadwaj, you just spoke about, you know, fueling your body and enough rest. Do you see this idea of rest also percolating to, you know, a chance for a student to be able to pursue his or her non-academic interests? And in fact, you know, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also mentioned today that, yes, certainly there is a need to allow children the freedom to explore their other interests beyond books. In fact, he stressed that students should not be confined to books alone and should have time to pursue hobbies, as this enhances their overall development. What's your expert comment on this?
Very well said. In fact, our schooling is not only meant for the purpose of gaining the bookish knowledge. See the school timetable. There is a time for the prayer. There is a time for the sports. There is a time for the library. There is a time for the classes also. So a lot of things are over there. Schooling is not only to gain the knowledge and to clear the competitive examination. Schooling is meant to develop many, many skills. And as Honorable Prime Minister has said, there is no harm. I would say it is always better that spending the time on the social media could be diverted for playing something, either the sports or the music, or you can talk to your parent, or you can draw something on the paper also. So professional knowledge and the bookish knowledge, in my opinion, there is a need that only bookish knowledge is not very important, but the other kind of skills, these are also very important. And by involving ourselves in these activities, these skills, we can de-stress ourselves and enhance our learning attitude also.
Dr. Bharadwaj, drawing inspiration from cricket, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today advised students to concentrate on their studies rather than paying importance to external stress. Just as a batsman focuses on the ball amid crowd noise, students should direct their attention to learning instead of worrying about pressure. These are indeed words of wisdom, and I believe CBSE too, at its own level, takes various initiatives to counter pressures in the life of a student. Dr. Bharadwaj, if you could dwell on this for the benefit of our listeners.
So, Paul, I would just like to say something about the Prime Minister, what statement has been made by him regarding the batsman and concentrating on the baller and the ball basically. I would say that today it is 10th and the exams will start from 15th of February, 4 days later. Say if I am not able to concentrate and prepare well for the examination, I shouldn't think that no, I can't do anything else. Now it is the time when I should focus only on the preparation of my examination. And within these 4 days also, wonders could be achieved. As far as CBSE is concerned, a lot of measures are being taken to de-stress the students, to provide the counseling to them, and to ensure that no, their learning is better and they are performing better in the examination, not only in the examination but thereafter also.
Dr. Sayam Bharadwaj, thank you very much for joining us on this discussion on Pariksha Pe Charcha. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025. The participants were Dr. Sayam Bharadwaj, Controller of Examinations, Central Board of Secondary Education, and Sarabjit Kaur, Anchor.
स्पॉटलाइट।